We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's up, y'all? It's Drewski, and I've teamed up with Mountain Dew to produce a hilarious new basketball podcast called The Dew Zone with Drewski. Learn the backstories of your favorite ballers and celebrities like Jamal Murray.
Did you have like a favorite team? Was it the Raptors at the time or no? Was the Raptors even started around that time?
Come on, bro.
I ain't that old, fam. You're talking like I'm 50.
Taylor Rooks, Asia Wilson, and many more. You won't want to miss this. Listen to The Dew Zone with Drewski on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is with Giancarlo Nava and Ryan Goins.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Heat Beat Podcast. I'm Giancarlo Navas, and finally, rejoining me is Mr. Brian Goins.
Wow, this feels nice, and I missed you guys, and
okay, enough of that.
And I see Gianni on my screen again.
Well, yeah, Brian, we have catastrophe, Brian.
Bad I came stuff right on time, didn't okay. I, huh?
We got bad
pandemonium.
Stuff.
Okay. Pandemonium.
Yeah, we got bad. I got bad stuff. He twitters up in arms. I'm fighting with somebody who's referencing the Christian plight. And more importantly, we'll get into that later. The whole okay. Now I don't want to get to fear mongering because you know, there's a lot of that going on. I want to ask you, what's the funniest thing to have happened in the last 4 days since this Dwayne Wade news broke that he might not be here?
I think the funniest thing is just reading Spoon's timeline. Because Spoon's now blaming everything on
he's
LeBron.
The best. No, yeah, well, yeah, everybody is. I just read a tweet. Somebody says this Wade offer has my sphincter tense as fuck.
What?
Yeah, so for those of you who don't know, Ethan Skolnick reported, and I kind of want to get this right. Somebody asked him, just wondering what was the Heat's initial offer to Wade that blindsided him? And Ethan responded, it was under $10 million per year, I believe. So he believes, I don't know. So that's just what Ethan said. And Ethan Skolnick is he the most credible guy reporting on the Heat? I mean, that's the guy you believe, right? If he says something, you believe it.
On the Heat, yes. And then NBA in general would be Adrian Wojnarowski.
No, yeah, no. If Adrian says something, that's as good as the Lord's law, if you will. So Ethan's saying that. The Heat, $10 million a year?
It's not even $10 million. Like, what I'm seeing is it's
less than
3 years and $29 million, which is like 9.5.
I mean, whatever. Yeah, whatever. Yeah. So yeah, that I mean, man. Oh my
but that's
God.
An extension, right? That's the Heat don't want him to opt out this year. That's the thing. They want to pay him $16 million this year. And then pay him that 3-year $29 million in 2016.
So we'd be looking at around $40-45 million
in 4 years,
about give
correct.
Or take. Yeah, in 4 years. So that's happening.
And to be honest, that $10 million or below $10 million offer is pretty much on par with the Duncans and Nowitzkis that have happened, you know, in the past few years. So it's like in that ballpark. It's not like it's
The 10 million? 10
million's right on their alley.
Yeah, but those guys haven't given up less through their primes. Like
that's the difference.
Okay, right there. So now we're gonna enter a conversation that's gonna be Oh my god, so many things to get to. So, let's start with the fact that he gave up $8 million by opting out from the LeBron thing. They give him this off, which, by the way, I still don't understand why they didn't make up the money on the spot with the 2-year deal. I still don't understand.
Yeah, right. They should have done that.
Because now we're in the situation that those $8 million that he deserved, now he's going to want that made up, plus all the other money he's left on the table for years for this organization. And I don't have no idea why they didn't just make it up now.
That's a very good question.
I mean, we thought they were going to.
Something
we
that
knew they weren't going to win a title this year.
It really didn't make sense until. When did, I don't know. It's really because I can find a quote for you about what Wade said when he took that offer initially. I just looked at it today. That guy from the Palm Beach Post, Jason Leeser or something, he ended up scooping it up from a past story during that time when he accepted that deal. And
Tim Duncan and Dirk, by the way, have
what he had said,
a 3-year, $30 million.
You're gonna have to give me 1 second, but I remember reading it, and he didn't sound like he was upset about taking that kind of offer. He understood that there was limitations in the salary cap, and that for the betterment of the team, he wanted to take less so he can get someone like a Luol Deng on the team this year. And they thought they had a legitimate chance to be a team that could make
that
the playoffs,
weird.
Maybe an Eastern Conference Finals. And of course, that whole downfall of the season happened. And I mean,
well, what they could have done was sign Luol Deng and then have Wade and Bird rights, so that he didn't really need to take that much less. So now, man, it's complicated because now what we're looking at is that if they're going to give him the money that he wants, they're going to be in the luxury tax, and
it's more than just a luxury tax. You know that, right? This year, if the Heat are in the luxury
tax
this year, they are a repeater taxing, which would be the first in this new CBA deal.
So they'll be paying the luxury tax.
So you know how like the luxury tax is like $1 for every dollar over? This would be like $2 for every $5 million over. 2.5 or 3 for every 10 million you're over, and it keeps going up a scale. And that's per dollar.
So there,
that's a lot.
there's a funny situation going on. Not funny, but like kind of strange because it's playing out so publicly. So we have this situation where he wants to make up that money, and everybody's throwing out there. Everybody's a Twitter GM. They're thinking of solutions. And to be honest, the funny part for me has been watching guys turn on him, right? So, like, the second the news came out, this guy at the best of Jordan 6, because, of course, that'd be his name, he goes, dude is really pulling a Kobe. Shameful.
That sounds like the Why You Know Mad Go guy.
Another guy goes, I want the hungry, let's put the team on my back, finals Wade, not give me more money or I'm out Wade. Another guy, I love Wade, but if he walks, he walks. He can't stay healthy, and the Heat would be better off playing through other guys. Yeah, I said it. Oh, Spoon, how much money do you fucking need? I don't get it. You live once, leave a legacy. So, man, like, this is, I mean, I retweeted a bunch, but it's just like, I don't understand. This guy left a ton of money, and he wants to make it back. And yeah, I understand that we want them to win, but that contract is laughable under $10 million a year. Because Wade is still better than Dirk.
Yeah, that's true.
And Duncan is...
Duncan's still phenomenal.
Duncan's still playing at a level that Wade is playing. To be honest, I think Wade was very close to All-NBA. This year, at least All-NBA third team. I wrote about it in my Dwayne Wade manifesto that you can see on heatbeatmiami.com. He's phenomenal this year on the offensive side of the ball. He was great. He was just as good as Kyrie Irving offensively, which says a lot.
And Klay Thompson, too.
A younger guy. Yeah, the Klay thing is Klay is a lot better defensively. But Wade does other things on offense a lot better than Klay. So it kind of balances out. But, yeah, he was great this year. And I don't understand why people are saying that if they sign him to money, they can't win. They need him to win. Like, they're not going to – what are they going to do with a bunch of guys and not Wade? Like, he's a scorer, a proven scorer, who has only missed one playoff game in 5 years. Longer than that. I don't think he missed any – he's missed one playoff game in six years. So, I mean, he's healthy when it counts. I mean, he plays, as we say in Miami, descoñetado, which is all discombobulated. Brian, we're not having enough fun.
Yeah, we're not having enough fun. We're like already this is pretty much the podcast that we did when LeBron James already left.
No, this was the podcast we did when the Heat were really, really bad, and we like had no idea what to talk about, and we're just like,
I know, this is the podcast we had when, we were down 3-2 against the Spurs in that final. When this is pretty much the game before, the podcast before Ray Allen hit that big shot.
You want to be responsible?
No.
Have you heard my,
maybe.
Have you heard my crazy theory yet?
No.
Okay, so we have a situation where the Heat are claiming, as per Dan Le Batard, that the Heat did not leak this information. And Dan has very good connections with the Heat, and I really believe when he reports stuff from that organization. We have people saying that Wade's camp did not leak this information. Wade's saying, I did not leak this.
Where the hell did Barry Jackson get
benefit Wade if... Well, hold on. Yeah, no. See, this is where my crazy theory comes in. What if LeBron leaked it? Now, this is irresponsible, and it has no sources.
Sauces.
And it's kind of stupid. Yeah, there's no sauces. But how funny would it be if LeBron was the one that leaked it? Because his boy is calling him, saying, yo, LeBron, man, they offered me 9.5 a year for 3 years? And LeBron's thinking, maybe I can get him out of there. Who's going to be their biggest competition in the East next year?
You think the Hawks will replicate their regular season performance next
year? Well, the Hawks have to re-sign a bunch of guys.
Carroll's out this year. Paul Millsap's, next year or this year.
No, they're going to have to re-sign a lot of guys, Brian.
That's true.
So, and they just dismantled the Hawks. So, the Heat would be one of the three teams that they didn't want to have to deal with.
The only team I can think of is the Pacers if Paul George and that team gets right again.
So the Heat would be one of the teams that he wouldn't have to deal with.
Yeah.
Does my conspiracy theory have legs?
It kind of does, actually. But the thing is, how's Barry Jackson still information? How's he still talking to LeBron James if he's not even in Miami anymore? But then again, Barry Jackson is
who's LeBron going to call? Because if he calls Ethan, then you run the risk of, well, Ethan spends a lot of time with the Cavs. It could be traced back to him. He can't obviously speak to a Cavs reporter. Dan's not really a journalist anymore. Go to Barry Jackson.
Barry Jackson's him and LeBron James are like the best writers in sports journalism in Miami.
You said Barry Jackson and LeBron.
Did I say LeBron? I meant Le Batard.
Yes. Brian, what the hell's wrong?
Well, LeBron probably would be, since him and Barry
Jackson. No, hold on, wait. We'll get to LeBron in a second. What's wrong with you? Why are you not bringing the energy? It's your debut again. Am I going to have to call Jack, Alfonso, or Harrison to come on and join me because you're not bringing it in? Stop looking at your phone.
I'm trying to find a thing where LeBron was talking about. Basically, someone asked him.
That thing that I reported.
Is it what I reported? I don't think it's what I reported. This is during the NBA Finals this past week, and people were asking him, what were your thoughts on Wade potentially leaving the Heat? And he just said no comment.
Yes. It's Ira. It's Ira Winderman tweeted it out. If I can find the picture. Here we go. Ira Winderman tweeted out. LeBron was asked about Wade today. This is what he had to say. Question, what do you think about Wade down in Miami and how that may change things? LeBron James said, what happened? The reporter asked, Wade is talking about opting out in Miami because they don't want to match whatever the contract was. LeBron said he said that. The reporter goes, that's what people are saying. LeBron rebutted, saying, but did he say that? The reporter then asked, that's what the reports are saying. LeBron said, I'm not commenting on it. If Wade didn't say I'm opting out, then I'm not commenting on that. So that's what Ira Winderman reported. Man.
Yeah, your thing has wheels, your theory. got wheels.
Okay, that's all. We're back. Hold on, wait. Hold on. I have to interrupt our Dwayne Wade conspiracy theory because Adam Smoot just tweeted out, and for those of you who don't know what's happening right now on Twitter, this whole Caitlyn Jenner thing has really gotten people upset for reasons that I don't understand. So they're mad. And Fox News is doing Fox News things about it. And Adam Smoot tweets out, new game, pour a glass of wine, turn on Fox News, see how long you can last without finishing the bottle.
What?
That is a fun game. Have you ever seen something that makes you... Like, I'm watching the show called BrewDogs. I'm taking a break from my anime. I'm watching BrewDogs.
You're watching real TV?
I'm watching... And it's so weird because real TV is, like, so much longer than anime. Like, an anime episode is 20 minutes long. And BrewDogs is 40 minutes long. So it feels like twice as long as an anime, which, by the way, I get so much less watching done. And, yeah, so it's awful. Like, it's just... It's so weird to me. So I'm watching BrewDogs, and they drink all the time. They're trying whiskey and bourbon and beer, and it makes me want to go drinking. Like, I've come to live a nice... I used to go out all the time. Now I've really come to a nice suburban
life. Wait, you're not
life.
Going to World Beer and every day?
No, Trivia got
canceled. Trivia? What? What happened?
And we don't go anymore. Actually, we might start going again, but
no,
yes.
No, you got to tell me what happened. I did not notice.
The group,
we've
the
been
group
in,
started...
out of touch
the,
for the a group, few months. What happened? What?
People have to work on Tuesday
wow.
night. Yeah. So that's unfortunate.
Yep, it is.
So anyway, so they drink a lot in BrewDogs, and it makes me want to drink. So then I want to drink.
Is our nameplate still there at the World Beer in Kendall?
Yes, my... No, not in Kendall. In Dadeland. And actually,
Kendall,
my
right.
plaque for getting 250 beers has Heat Beat Miami on it, by the way. I plugged our website. So how about that? At my bar.
People should go out there and look
at it
and look for it.
People should go out to World of Beer and drink because Wade might leave. Could you imagine if he left?
Like, and you? I still can't. Even
me?
Like all these reports are coming out.
Bad.
Even from
well,
Ethan,
like,
of all people. I still can't find myself accepting Wade leaving. I just can't.
What's the
like,
destination
seriously,
that
I mean,
makes the most
I
sense?
I could see it from... I could have seen it when LeBron left, I saw it happening. That was something I already accepted before it happened. When Bosh was almost leaving to Houston, I saw that, you know, almost happen as well. But Wade? That's, to me, that just doesn't make any sense, especially after, like, him signing that two-year deal last year. I felt like he was comfortable staying in Miami.
How does Mike Ryan follow Jack Alfonso?
Who?
I'm sorry, I cut, like, I'm monitoring the Wade situation on Twitter, and then our writer, Jack Alfonso, tweeted something out, you know, about the Wade thing. And Mike Ryan's responding to him and talking to him like it's all good. And I'm like, how do our subordinates have better followers than us?
Well, Mike Ryan does follow
his
Miami account, so.
Yeah, and I DM'd him like a bunch of times to have me on the show, and he never answered. Actually, that's not true. He answered once. Yes. And I sent him a link to my Hassan Whiteside article, and he never answered back.
But you wanted to be on the Levitard show.
That's right. I'm ambitious.
You are ambitious. That's correct. Just wait
sorry,
until
just,
this behind the scenes thing I'm doing gets running.
Ah, but hold on. Ethan follows me, so I have one on Jack.
All right. Tim Reynolds follows me. Yeah, but so. I don't think he's as popular of a guy anymore.
No, and nobody. I hear he's kind of an asshole. Oh, by the way, speaking of assholes in the media, so I wrote a Sidney LaRue piece. Sidney LaRue is a star for the U.S. Women's National Team forward number two. Has had a very hard life. I wrote a story on her. I got to interview her at a great time, and I did a piece on her. I was the OG of Sidney LaRue pieces. I'm a Sidney LaRue hipster. And now, all of a sudden, for the World Cup, everybody wants to write Sidney LaRue pieces. Let me tell you something. I'm so mad at that.
You think people are stealing your own reporting?
Feel? No, they're not stealing my reporting.
You think they're probably looked at it. Because like I know it's on that SB Nation thing.
I
right?
doubt it.
So,
I doubt it.
Yes, I bet they probably like when they're... Because every reporter does his research.
I write for a campus newspaper. I write for a campus newspaper.
Someone that's like a caliber of Sidney
I made her cry, though. She's not... She's numb to the questions now. I got her when it mattered. You know, we keep going off topic, and there's, like, important stuff happening with Dwayne Wade. Well, hold on. Wait, I actually do want to get into something. Realistic destinations. I don't think he's going to go somewhere and not win. I really don't think so. Even if it was despite the organization, I don't think he would just go somewhere for money and not to win. I really think he won't do that. Like, I don't think he'll go to the Knicks or the Pistons or something like that. I think he will go somewhere that he can win.
Did you hear what Ethan was speculating on the radio? I think it was 2 days ago or yesterday. One of those 2 days.
I listened yesterday. I didn't listen to the whole show, but I listened to most of it.
He was saying that Wade has a really strong possibility of going to the Clippers and that he would possibly take less money to go there. To show
the Clippers thing is interesting
as well.
DeAndre's coming off their books. And that's money. I don't know how much DeAndre's getting paid, but they're not going to give him the max contract. If it's between DeAndre or Wade, they're going to make a run at the title with Wade and Chris Paul and Blake Griffin. And I feel not that DeAndre's replaceable, but you can play a different style of basketball and play Blake Griffin at the five. But that's an interesting possibility because that's a team that – and L.A. is different from Miami. I think people think it's, like, really similar. It's not. It's pretty freaking different. But climate-wise, it's similar climate-wise. And it's a glamorous city, which Dwayne's all about. Wife would like to live in California. A coach that went to the same university as him. A team that will win. And he only has to be there
pretty much,
2-3 years.
Outside of LeBron, his best buddy would be Chris Paul as well. If there was a big three, for Wade, it would be him, LeBron, and Chris Paul.
Now, I don't think he's going to leave there. I don't think he's going to go there. But that's a hell of a thing to hold over the Heat as leverage.
Even seems to believe there's some possibility of that happening.
And Doc is a guy that they respect, by the way, that all three of them, Wade, LeBron, and Bosch, and Doc has always been very respectful of them publicly, even after they kicked Celtics' ass. So, it's going to be, again, I don't think he's going to leave. I think they're going to give him what he wants. And, you know, Brian, this is going to sound really cheesy, but at the end of the day, like, stuff like this really helps build bonds. And I do think that he will do right by him. But we get into the conversation of what's doing right by him. What can he ask for that they'll have to say no?
Well, definitely, if he asks for that Kobe deal.
If he wants a max for the 3 years, do you give it?
3-4 years. They can't do that. If they want to keep... If they want to keep Hassan Whiteside in 2016, which is... It just seems really hard to find a way for the Heat to make up
your
cap space.
Your energy is going down again.
Because the only way they can re-sign
your energy is going down.
Their cap room. They have no bird rights. They only have his...
Well, he's a cap. Well, he's also
a cap
hold.
He's a cap
as well.
Hold, but
so, like,
he's a small cap hold. Whiteside.
If he leaves, they can't replace that money. They don't get freed up money. Mm-mm. They don't. So if he leaves, they're still bound by a cap. Like, they can't go signing over the cap. Wade is something that's signed over the cap.
Yep.
And in 2016, there'll be free money. Dragic's contract's going to go up. Wait, is Dragic's contract this year, right?
Dragic's contract would be for the year before 2016, so 2015.
So it'd be now.
And we'd be over the cap
in July.
Yes.
With him and Dwayne.
Correct.
And Luol Deng was probably opt-in.
There's a chance to opt-in, opt out. We don't know yet.
Unless they can sucker Luol Deng into opting out and taking.
I mean, if he opts out, that's less luxury tax that we have to pay. So if he opts in,
I don't know.
More luxury tax for us to pay. Opts out, we're still above.
Are you okay?
We're paying luxury.
Are you uncomfortable? Are you uncomfortable with the idea of trying to save Mickey Harris and luxury tax money? Because I feel like this is luxury tax Tetris.
No.
Like.
And you know why?
Because you're saying no, and I am a little
bit. This is something that happened before when we had
a chance
to keep Mike Miller for next year before we amnestied him. And at the time, it seemed like the players were a bit shocked and surprised that they decided to amnesty Mike Miller just for the sake of saving a few million dollars in luxury tax money.
It was going to be a lot of million. It was going to be
about
like $10 million,
but still, that's something that the players felt like, hey, we sacrificed the money to keep your flexibility to add players like Ray Allen and Shane Battier and Udonis Haslam. suck it up, pay the extra $10 million so we can keep a guy like Mike Miller.
And I do think that Mickey Arison has been in the tax a lot of times. I think the majority of the years he's in the tax. So I'm not trying to say that Mickey Arison is being cheap. And the tax is very, very punitive now. But it's very difficult for him to and Riley to start asking players for sacrifice when what's a couple million dollars for 3 years? Not a couple. But, you know, put your money where your mouth is. If I'm going to be flexible, then you have to be flexible. It can't be like I'm not paying repeaters tax and you got to take less money. It can't be that way.
Seems like
Brian.
It's going down to and honestly,
yeah, but
I
it
think
can't
best,
be that way.
And you want to know what the real solution probably would be for the Heat and Wade to win out and just save this marriage for the future? It'd be that whole possibility of him signing a max contract for 1 year and then just, hey, we have a trust contract that after you get that max contract in 1 year, we'll sign you over the salary cap with your bird right for the following season, 2016, after we get whoever the hell they want to target in that 2016 free agent class, whether it be Kevin Durant, Mike Conley, who cares? But whoever they want to target, then you give Wade his contract for the final 3 years of probably what would be his career. That seems like the perfect way to go about it, but...
What would he want? Like, because, yeah, Brian, well, that's nice in theory. I mean... If the report is true and they offered him $9.5 million, like that's insulting. Like how could you trust someone? Like I wouldn't. Would you? Would you trust somebody? Like if your boss did that to you, would you trust him and stay with the company, or would you go somewhere else? Like they're asking you, I'm going to give you this. Like I'm taking this in confidence that you're going to do right by me after, depending on what the cap situation is. And then we get into a discussion of what's fair and what's not, depending on how big the cap is and how can they win. And then we're in the situation that Dwayne can say, let's wait to see who you get in free agency. And then we have the whole LeBron situation again. Let's say Kevin Durant or Marc Gasol or Mike Conley or whoever is visiting here for free agency, and they're like, well, who do you have under the books? Is Wade going to be here or not? Yep. So we have that situation. So it seems like it's getting messy, and it's going to get messier.
Look, they have a month to figure it out. They have a month to figure it out.
But why can't they do 4 years for 60 or something?
They could, but the thing is, after he gets past, I think, the age of 33 or 34 or something along those lines,
the 33 rule.
After he reaches a certain age, he can't claim as much money because of that over 35 rule.
But how much money is it? Over 35. Let me see.
I'm not sure what the amount of money you can actually give him. Like, what's the max? Because the max contract in the over 35 rule isn't as high as someone that's below that age. But
is it 35?
It's over 35 rule. And it's something that Albert Randon was talking about in a potential post, and he mentioned that maybe it might be smart for the Heat to give him a 5-year deal, but in increments that starts off high. So maybe give him that $16 million to $18 million range during his first few years. And then once he reaches that 35 years of age, he just reduce it by maybe increments of $5
million. 36.
Yeah, so it'd be like maybe $60 million, $70 million for 5 years. Like you're mentioning, but it'd be decreased over years.
You can front load, you can front load the contract, yeah.
It won't be as bad as it would be in 2016. And so by then, who knows what the salary cap will be by then? I mean, with this new TV media rights deal, cap next year is going to be up
36.
By almost $20 million, and then the year after that might
it'll
be an extra $10 million. But we don't know what's going to be since that CBA deal is going to be expired, and they're going to have to renegotiate whatever the salary cap's going to be by then. I know the NBA Players Union wants to keep a high salary cap, but that's going to be... that's a story in itself, and I don't know what's going to happen.
Brian, you're very aggressive today. I like aggressive Brian. You talk over me.
Did you find anything about the over 35 rule?
Are you listening to me? I've been talking to you about the over... And it's the over 36 rule.
Okay. Close.
I was
I'm
trying
really
to
close.
Tell you. You kept talking over me. I was scared that you didn't hear me, but then I realized that you're just being aggressive, Brian. I like aggressive Brian. It's the over.
Come at me, bro.
I was reading through blocks of Forbes text. Wow, we were sloppy. See, now I have a problem. As I'm trying to negotiate the Forbes website, a video comes up, and video automatically plays with volume. So I'm hearing you and the video, and I can't really turn off the sound on the video.
What? Just pause it.
Yeah.
Just pause it, man.
I can't.
You can't pause the video?
No, I can't. Now it just disappeared. I don't understand what's happening. We're not cap experts if you didn't.
Nope. But that's why I want to hire Albert Random eventually for Heat Beat Miami.
You and the Albert Random pipe dream. Albert Random is to Brian as Pat Riley is to Kevin Durant. Or Kevin Durant is to Pat Riley.
Yeah, it's Kevin Durant to Pat Riley.
Okay, see, I found a CBA FAQ. Let me see.
FAQ, frequently asked question.
We should be doing this research before the show.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
There's a Gilbert Arenas provision. I don't know what that is, but that sounds hilarious.
I like how these provisions are named after NBA players, like the Larry Bird rights thing.
I'm totally doing this. I'm totally going to read this. We're gonna do reading radio. Are you ready?
Yep.
Oh god, this seems like a long explanation. I hope the first paragraph suffices. You ready?
Go.
The over 36 rule addresses a loophole. Suppose a player is nearing retirement and wants to finish his career with a team that can only offer him their non-taxpayer mid-level exemption. If they want to give this player more money than is allowed by the exception, they could offer a contract for more years than expected. To play, blah, 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 blah. Okay. This doesn't help. Okay, I wasted time.
Nothing.
We're not cap experts. And for those of you, I mean, this is just a me problem, but as I'm Skyping with Brian, it just, I guess the sun is setting.
You can't see my face.
His room keeps getting darker and darker. So that's funny.
You still look good, but that's because you're inside of a closed room with your light on, probably.
I have my lamp on. Well, we've had moments of really good radio and really bad radio.
Yeah.
We're very 50. Brian, you're rusty, man.
It's been a few months. Expected.
It's been bad.
Just put in my practice shots
and
now.
I think you're panicked. And you're sad. Panic's not the word. It's sad.
Am I? Am I really?
I mean, I think you're sad because Dwayne is leaving.
I mean, I do have a Dwayne Wade poster right behind me with Miami Heat Beat logo on it.
No, and then Brian made a bunch of posters that I didn't ask for. And he sends them to me. Look, posters. Like, what?
Hey, they can't know that yet. They can't know that yet.
Thing. They can't know the posters?
They can't know about any...
They know that we're doing a new website. I've announced it on the last podcast, if you were listening.
Keep it on the down low.
Okay, so this is all... Okay, this is a secret, guys.
Super secret. Gianni, what's in your gut feeling? What's going to happen?
I think he's going to stay.
Okay, but how do you see this transpiring?
I don't know. If I knew, logically, they give him $20 million a year, because I'm sure that's what he'll want. And that's what's going to happen. It's going to be a four-year, $60 million contract, and they're going to give it to him. What's the cap right now? What's going to be the cap for next year?
Around.
You don't know.
I had it up, actually. I can probably tell you right now.
2015 through 2016
NBA. It's going to be $67 million for next year.
It's going to be $67 million. How much is Bosch getting? I think it's 24, right?
$22 million. I have
Bosch
the whole
is getting
roster.
22? Okay, Bosch is getting $22 million.
Yeah,
let's do math.
Wade's expected to get $16 million. So basically, Wade's asking for another four.
Okay, so wait. Let's just say Wade gets 20. So 20 and 22, that's 42. 42. How much is Dragic going to get? Around the same, around 20?
I say he's going to get 15, but he might get 20.
No way.
It's an open market,
Brian.
And these teams are going to give him.
Brian, there's no way.
Crap ton of money because there is no one else out there in free agency.
That's three players that take up 60. Hassan is one. Luol Deng is 10,
Hassan
right?
Hassan is 981,000, so roughly one.
Okay, so one.
Dragic. Like I said, probably be close to 20.
It's going
to
be, let's just say.
Roberts is getting 5.5. Haslam's getting close to 3.
Is Luol Deng 10?
Luol Deng is 10, and he'll be 10 again next year.
Okay.
And then Birdman's also 5.
For Birdman, 22-20. That's 62-63, 73-78.
Yeah, basically, the only difference from last year to this year would be, because last year we also had to pay Mike Miller $6.6 million.
But that was at a cap holder.
That's not a cap hole. That's just money that we had to pay extra, and it's not something that goes against our own cap space. But that's something
Brian,
that
know,
we had to
I know
pay.
It's been a while. It's not we, it's them.
Them.
That's journalism 101, okay, Mr. Journalism student? We are not paying anything.
You sure about that? There's a GoFundMe
with my hand.
Yeah.
Really?
People are chipping in $2. Oh, hoping to pay off $20 million.
Oh, man, I want to do that. Can we make a donation as a show?
Make a donation. People are even putting in $20.
That'd be hilarious. I love how I abandoned the idea of doing math.
They're hoping that, like, because since Wade has, like, about 10 million followers on Twitter, they're hoping all... They're hoping,
holy shit, there's no way they can afford...
They're hoping all his followers chip in $2.
Can I revisit... That's hilarious. Can I... really?
I'm not even joking, yeah. That's the real thing out there.
Oh my god, that'd
Google
be so funny.
It's the internet nowadays. Just Google anything and you can make anything. And
the cap was, hold on, the cap was what did you say it was?
Next year? Is going to be $67.1 million, roughly.
There's no way
and
they're
going to
be able
to pay
all these
people. And then luxury tax would be like around $75
million. In addition to that.
Yeah, so I mean, you have that. That's basically the hard cap. So anything above $75, you're paying $1.
Because I only have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 players and it's already at $78.
Yeah, so you're rating luxury tax.
Oh, wow, that's a lot of money.
And then that's 78.
Just to put
it so that's 3 million over the luxury tax level, so you're talking about another 3 million.
And they
million.
Have to pay Hassan? Oh, wow.
So we're talking about 81 million now. Or no, 76, 79 million, close to 80 million. And that doesn't include Goran Dragic's deal.
No, I counted Goran's 20. Like, well, my math. I'm counting Goran as 20.
And that doesn't include our draft pick this year, too, who's going to be getting 1.2.
I'm going to put this in the thing.
It is
a lot of money. And this, no, and it may, and I know that we're kind of like half-assing it and we're laughing and giggling and doing all this stuff, but like that makes it really that makes it
did you
really
add in Chalmers is 5, too?
No,
that's another 5 right
so
there.
So that makes it – we're up to 80 – we're up to
it's
80 –
It's almost
90. No, yeah, we're up to 83. Just in salary without tax, and they're about $20 million over tax, and that's not even counting all the other minimum contracts that they have. And
that makes up almost three and a half right there.
And good thing that they moved Cole because that would have been another couple million dollars. And they're lucky that Chalmers kind of like blew it in the finals because he like came at a bargain. I mean, I know that we're just reading numbers, but Jesus, that's a lot of money. But the cap, what's the projected cap going up to 80-something, 86?
It's going to be almost 86 to 90. So well, like, almost $90,
but see,
90 million. And
okay,
then 100 million in 2017.
But then you're gonna, what would be Hassan's max? Is it 16?
His max would be, I think, 18.
6 or 18? Let's just say he gets 15. You know, that's so,
that's,
man.
They wouldn't be able to afford him. That's the thing. They don't have the cap space to keep
him. Oh, but
him
hold on. But
Wade,
if you
or someone, either Wade or Dragic has to take less than they're going to get.
Well, they can backload the Dragic contract.
They could.
But you can front-load the Wade contract and backload the Dragic contract.
But we're still talking about what?
Because Dragic's going to want the fifth year. Is Bosch contract front or backloaded?
This is going up insanely. Next year is
going
to be 22,
it's going up.
And the year after that is going to be 24.5.
Oui. So his is going up, Wade's will be going down, and Dragic's will be going up.
And not only that,
and then Hassan...
McRoberts' deal is also going up each year. He's at 5.5, and next 2 years he'll be at 6.
But he's for 3 years.
He's up until 2018.
So... And they want to fit Durant in there?
They wouldn't be able to do Durant. They wouldn't be able to do anyone else but Whiteside.
But I don't understand what their plan is. Like, and if we're doing the math right, then it doesn't make a lot of sense what they're going to do unless
Unless Bosch restructures, which I
doubt. They can't restructure. In this current CBA deal, no one restructures in the NBA.
No restructure. So Bosch can't restructure.
His contract is what it is, unless we can't even amnesty him anymore because we were using amnesty on Mike Miller.
No, but they wouldn't amnesty
Bosch. I'm saying there was no way to get his thing out of their cap room unless they trade him out.
And I guess this is a nice thing to put into perspective what the organization has to deal with and what Wade has to deal with. Because now we give you really the organizational standpoint of, oh my God, this is a lot of money. How are we going to fit anybody else over here? And also, Wade's not getting any younger. So we're talking about the future when Hassan's contract's going to go up, when Bosch's contract continually goes up, when Draj's contract's going to go up. They're not going to be backloaded. They're going to be backloaded probably. That's the only way we can make this work. I just said we. You're fucking contagious, you piece of shit. This contract's backloaded. I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. You threw me off.
Listen, is Goran Dragic worth $20 million a year?
They're going to have to give him the money.
Is he worth it, though? I'm asking you
personally. Brian, they can't let him walk.
Okay, but yes. now
that somewhere else.
If we give him that $20 million and Wade decides, hey, you guys aren't going to give me $20 million, I'm going to leave. Is it worth giving $20 million to Dragic and then risk the chance that Wade leaves because he feels disrespected?
Dragic's not the problem. Hassan's the problem, and 2016's the problem.
Then it seems like we're balancing a juggling act between keeping those three guys. So one person's going to be the odd man out. Is it going to be Dragic, Wade, or Whiteside? So pick your poison. Who do you want? Who would you want out of those three guys if you had a choice?
I'm gonna compare the situation. If I was me, I would be taking
Wade and Whiteside. I feel like point guards are still a dime a dozen in this league, and while I love Dragic, I don't think he's worth $20 million a year.
You gave up two first rounds.
I understand.
Was it two first rounds?
At the time, it seemed like a great deal.
You gave up a lot to get him to not make the playoffs. Like that's what you did. Like that's another thing.
3 month rental.
It's ridiculous. This reminds me of a situation. I play Super Smash Bros. Competitively, and I was playing I play teams, and my partner died, and I had no stocks left. And I main Ike. Ike's moves tend to have a lot of lag, and I basically had to choose between two bad options, which I feel like the Heat are gonna have to do, which is either let Wade walk, or eat a bad contract. And it was either somebody made a mistake, and I said, I can go kill him, but the likelihood that I'm going to get hit in my lag is pretty high. Or I can sit here and do nothing, and I waste a chance to kill him. That's what this feels like, that moment in Smash. That means nothing to anybody.
I actually understand it, because my roommates play Smash every single day, and one of them plays Ike, and the other guy plays Yoshi.
I mean, Ike. Yoshi's broken. And their new game? Oh, man. He's good. Yoshi's good. No, and I have a friend who's like, you know, well, I remember when I played with you and your friend, I beat you 2-on-1 because you guys aren't very good. Nope. See, I use the crappy characters. I use a low tier for life.
I use Captain Falcon.
He's good.
Falcon Punch.
Melee Captain Falcon.
Falcon Punch.
I didn't know that they played Smash at Wood Tavern. On Wednesdays?
Me either.
That's amazing. I want to go now. I'm going tomorrow to play Smash at Wood Tavern. Yes. For those of you listeners, I'm going to Wood Tavern tomorrow to play Smash, so you guys should come. Bring your control.
is it one of those to bring your own controller?
No, you always bring your own controller, Brian. What do you think this is? You don't just use... Listen, a Smash controller is very important because the analog stick has to be just worn out enough so that it's comfortable. Your C-stick has to be perfect. Your buttons have to click the way you want. Like, this is a serious thing. You just can't use somebody else's controller. It has to feel right. Your R and L button, especially when you play Melee, for L canceling and wave dashing, it has to feel perfect. The right amount of click in your shoulder buttons. It's very important, okay? This is Japanese.
I didn't know this was a thing.
Oh, this is a thing. Yeah, okay.
So it's kind of like a baseball
glove. It's very sad.
Yeah, wear it out.
Oh, yeah, no. It's exactly like a baseball glove, only more important.
More important?
Yeah, because like if you... Yeah,
it's a game, Johnny.
There are tricks.
It's a game.
There are tricks.
Even the
NBA
is a
game.
Why are we freaking out?
It's important. This is more important.
Life's a game. And we're all getting fucked by it.
Ah, The Meaning of Life by Brian. Oh my god. It's funny because people care so much about a team that didn't win 40 games. They can't call us bandwagon.
They can't.
He twitters up in arms because a team that did not win 40 games might lose their second best player. That's funny. When do you ever hear a team that did not win 40 games losing their second best player is a catastrophe? Well, we've really petered out. It's 45 minutes and we just like... We went into smash talk. No, see, like, your spirit's broken.
I don't know what to think until stuff legitimately happens. They can't even negotiate with him. There is no contract being offered, so that whole thing about Ethan reporting this 3-year, $29 million thing doesn't make sense to me if they can't offer anything behind the scenes.
They could be offering. They're not allowed to, but they could be.
They can't offer him. He's still on contract. He hasn't even opted out.
Brian, come on.
Doesn't make any sense.
They call him up and say, Dwayne, listen, this is what we're thinking. What do you think? I would love to know what that phone call was like. Like, if there was a phone call made. Who's the first person Wade calls to tell him about this absurd contract?
LeBron. LeBron? Gabriel. Gabriel Union.
Did you call her Gabriel Union?
Yeah. Gabriel Wade Union?
Gabrielle. Say it.
Gabrielle.
Okay, no. Say, repeat after me.
Gabrielle.
Gabrielle.
We're generous.
Baka.
Baka Wade.
That's idiot in Japanese. I'm learning Japanese. I know that. I know to say good morning. That's Ohio.
Ohio.
Dad is Oto-san. Big sister, I believe, is Ani. Older brother is Onisan or Onisama. Idiot is Baka. Damn it, it's so. I'm learning, man. Komendasai. I'm sorry. No? Arigato. Just thank you.
Anytime you start talking Japanese, it's all...
I'm learning, man. I'm buying audiobooks.
So go on that trip?
Yes. How bad has this podcast been the last 3 minutes?
I'm just going to delete everything that's happening right now.
Why?
Sucks.
Leave the smash stuff in. Minutes. And then we're good, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, Chris Bosh. Somebody tweeted this out and I thought it was really funny. I don't remember who, but they said only bad things happen when Chris Bosh goes on vacation. I agree. He's in Peru with llamas and the world is burning. Oh, hold on, wait. We've missed something. You said something about Wade's Snapchat earlier that I had no idea. Okay, can we talk about this?
I'm already looking at some Snapchats, and apparently this is one of them. I could show it to you right now. It's kind of hard to describe, but it's basically Chris Bosh looking spazzed up.
His eyes are
horrible. And then someone wrote, Heat Twitter, hearing the Heat offer D-Way less than $10 million, and then picture of Chris Bosh.
Okay, yeah. I want to hear about Wade's Snapchat that you told me
this
about.
This is part of Wade's Snapchat. This is like, he started this about three weeks ago.
Bosh?
On Instagram, he put out his Snapchat story handle. So instead of being friends with him, you can just look at his feed of Snapchats every day. And if you don't click on his thing for stories during that day, it pretty much deletes itself. So he's been doing some things in Miami.
Yeah, critical mass.
Yeah, he's done a lot of stuff in Miami, actually. He's, like, going around eating, like, lots of...
Oh, God, he's trying to enjoy it before he leaves.
Practically speaking, yes.
Get my Miami bucket.
There's
list.
One
Let's
of
them
that he's just,
way.
Like, standing in, like, in the middle of a street, and then, like, just a huge flock of Heat fans were just following him, And then he has, like, his phone hovering over his head, and he's just filming, and everyone's like, stay, stay. Well, it seems like that's what they're saying. I don't know. You couldn't
we're
really
missing,
hear
them,
I think that's
this
what
could be potentially. I mean, I know that the reports are legitimate. Yeah. If Ethan and Dan are saying it's legitimate. This could be the biggest troll job ever.
Why?
That he knows he's coming back. He knows he's going to leverage them. He's going out doing critical mass, making everybody beg for him to stay. That's hilarious. Bosses with llamas.
Llama. Llama drama.
What's a funnier animal? What's a funnier animal? Camel funnier than llama?
Maybe.
I think llama's
funny. Koala?
Huh? Llama's funny. The boss is on vacation, and Wade is doing critical spinning, and he twitters up in arms, and everybody's sad and angry. And...
They will.
You say they won't? Why?
It's a different situation than it was with LeBron James, I feel, because LeBron James was only here for 4 years. Wade's been with the team for more than 10 years. There's just a longer history of them. It's not like these people don't talk regularly, so... I don't see why they can't.
I mean,
they've built a long relationship, and while I can see this whole contract mess being something that could upset Wade, I don't think it's something that would make him just completely not forgive the Heat and just go to whatever destination gives him either a higher salary or.
It's an insulting offer. It's an insulting offer. I'm sure they'll fix it. They'll do right. Like we said, it's going to be very difficult with the math. It's going to be very hard. And he's probably going to have to opt out. He's going to have to opt out anyway. And they're going to have to do something. And they're going to have to work with Dragic. And it's going to have to be a true team effort to make this work. Bosch's contract's pretty much locked in. They're going to have to make stuff work. They might have to trade McRoberts. I don't know how this is going to happen. And they, to be honest, they might have the flexibility to trade McRoberts now that Hassan has come out of nowhere. And they're not so thin on bigs. Well, they are thin on bigs, but that's nothing a minimum.
Once Birdman's gone, they have, but then again, that's why they have that 10th overall pick.
Birch!
They got that 10th overall pick. Birch is pretty good, actually.
That's an asset, Brian, that we're not talking about that asset.
Yeah. You think they might trade that pick? I'm starting to think they might trade it now.
That's something that they can trade to clear up some salary space. But that, going forward for Durant or not.
You could put that together with Mario Chalmers. I feel like Chalmers might be traded this year too.
That might be a guy in a sign and trade next year they might be able to get Durant under the cap with bird rights if they go to Oklahoma City. Listen, here's the 10th pick in the draft. We're under. Listen, you can leave for nothing, or you can give Westbrook an athletic guy to be with. Just saying. It's a possibility. That's an asset. That's the only asset they have left. That's it. And McRoberts. And even then, I don't even know how much of an asset McRoberts is. Yeah, but Whiteside's a... How much of an asset is Whiteside?
Pretty damn good.
On a one-year deal.
It seemed like the Suns wanted Whiteside to begin with.
How much can you get for a one-year of Hassan Whiteside? I don't know how much of an asset Hassan Whiteside is. I know that the 10th pick in the draft is a very big asset.
Well, actually, Whiteside wouldn't be an
asset. I don't
know
how
one last stretch of Westbrook and him.
With all the math, how it works, but yeah. Man, this—I'm telling you—it's going to be complicated. We're not cap experts. We'll try to get a cap expert on next time, so we can really have some better conversations. Wade's also going to be on the ABC broadcast for the finals, which is going to be funny.
Actually, Barry Jackson was saying that ABC is trying to get him to interview LeBron James.
That'll be hilarious.
That would be.
And I doubt he'll say anything, and I think he's just going to go on to troll. So that'll be funny. And it's been real, Brian.
Are you scared?
Am I scared? No. How do I care?
I feel like this affects the Heat legacy.
Does it? I mean,
kind of does.
We endured a 30-something win season, so look at you with your own self-interest.
I'm talking about Heat beat Miami.
They'll be fine. Yes, Brian, I know. We had to endure
this thing.
I know what it was like trying to be creative and podcast for a team that stunk. Thank you, Whiteside.
Yes.
Imagine if he wasn't there. Scoring Gordon. I kind of miss basketball a lot. Because these playoffs have stunk. No, but that's funny.
That is pretty funny.
Might be Heat and Spurs, actually. I don't know. All right, anyways. Guys, it's been real. It's been fun. It's been a hoot. Hopefully we'll do something soon. This weight stuff is giving us something to talk about. We'll try to get on a cap expert or somebody that is more knowledgeable than the cap than us when we're just guessing and doing math. Brian will bring more energy next time.
He will. I will.
He's not there. Oh. He's lost at sea. You're lost, man.
Yep. I'm lost with everything.
You're donezo. So that was...
I need to do more podcasts before this redesign comes up.
Yeah, our website's doing a redesign, as I've mentioned in the past. We're going to do a draft podcast. We're going to have Jack Alfonso because he wants to talk draft because he's obsessed with on the draft. You can find us at Heat Beat Miami on Twitter, at by Brian Goins, and at... Why are you so...
I don't know. What's going on?
Wow, you're so defeated you look.
I'm just crossing my fingers.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.